mean, obviously, I'm more comfortable on the left side just because that's where I've been, you know, pretty much my entire career in Dallas. But, I mean, we talked about it. We talked to Coach Davidson, and that's just the direction we're going right now.
Ron, is chemistry overrated for an offensive line, or is it really important? And if so, how long does it take to develop working reasonable chemistry?
No, I don't think chemistry is overrated at all. You know, that's something that's real big, especially in O-line, because you got to have five guys that really think alike on every single play. So it's something that takes time. You know, it's a lot of new guys on the line right now, a lot of new guys in the meeting room. So, you know, we try to do a lot of stuff off the field together, you know, just to know each other better, you know, besides football. And I think when you know a guy better off the field, then, you know, you're obviously going to play better when I'm on the field. So that's kind of what we're working towards right now.
In the last 2 months, then, what are your impressions of your new teammates that you've got around them?
On the O-line or as a team?
Oh,
I love them. You know, they a bunch of young guys that really just want to play ball, want to win. You know, they accepted me in. You know, they I like that. You know, we all talk to each other. They want as much knowledge as I can give them, and you know, I try to give, and I want knowledge from them. You know, we've all been playing the game for a long time, so you know, anything we can help the other one with, you know, that's what we try to do.
After being with Elliott last year, how much the running game, how much would you say is offensive line and how much is running back?
I think the O-line plays a big part in that. You know, I feel like we make our blocks, you know, it's not going to always be clean. You know, that's football. You know, they get paid too. But if we try hard to be perfect at our blocks, then we got to, you know, with CJ and with Charles coming and with all the other running backs we have, you know, they'll make the holes, they'll hit the hole real hard. You know, we just got to be clean on our blocks, know our assignments 100%, and they'll make us look a lot better than what we really are. I believe in that.
They made this line tougher in the offseason, and they point to you as kind of the example, you and Mentalist, but you specifically, how do you create a mentality of toughness and nastiness starting now? You specifically, because they kind of used you as the example of how they want their guys to play up front.
I just try to lead by example. You know, I mean, I talk a little bit, but you know, I kind of just like to work hard and just try to do everything to the best of my ability, you know. And I think they see that, you know, and they already had it. You know, it's not like it's something that this O-line was just missing. You know, they just need, you know, everybody just needs to be pushed more and just work harder. And that's what we're trying to do as a group. You know, it's not an individual thing. It's always as a group or everything with O-line. So, you know, we just going to try to get that mentality, you know, that we're physical, that we don't take anything from anybody. And I think when we develop that in the offseason, it'll carry over to the season.
Ron, what are your impressions? I know you haven't seen the kid yet, maybe in passing, but of Garrett Bowles and when they picked him, what do you know about him?
I talked to him a couple of days after we drafted him, just congratulating him, you know, welcoming him to the group. And I mean, he's 25, so he's a grown man. You know, he talks like a grown man. He approaches the game like a grown man, and he wants to play ball. You know, he loves the game, so he's real physical. I know that's what John and Vance were trying to do with the O-line, you know, and I think he fits perfectly with that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting him in here, having to mess with the guys and, you know, just get to playing some ball.
What is the hardest part for young linemen, having been in the league now a while, what is the hardest part for young linemen to adjust to in terms of Garrett, whether it's, you know, expectations are high coming into the league?
I think the mental part is. I mean, physical, you know you're going to have to adjust a little bit. You already physical if you play O-line. You know, it's a little more, it's more physical on the NFL level, you know, because everybody's big and strong. But I think it's the mental aspect of it, you know, learn a new playbook, you know, different calls. You know, a lot of it carries over, but everything has a different name. So I think with Tim, it's going to be more just getting into the playbook and learning our offense. And I talked to him, and he's already in the playbook. He impressed me. You know, I said a play, and he knew the play was right away, so I was impressed with that. So, you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting him in here.
How are you transition person? It's first time, I guess, you have to learn a new playbook moving here.
It's all a work in progress. You know, like I said, ball is ball. You know, I know the game pretty well, but, you know, everything's just a little bit different with calls and assignments and techniques and things like that. So, you know, I'm talking to Coach Davidson a lot, you know, talking to other players on how they used to do things around here. And, you know, I'm just going to try to just bring what I can to the group.
What have you learned so far from Jeff Davidson?
I knew about him a little bit, you know, from my O-line coaches and just talking to him in the past. But, I mean, I like him. He treats us like grown men. You know, you got some coaches that try to, like, come and be dictators over everything, but he kind of lets us be grown men about it, and I think that's going to help our play, you know, make us more responsible for getting our jobs done.
What's the
What about off the field? It's only been a couple of months, but how are you settling in? How are you liking Denver?
Oh, I'm loving it, man. It's definitely, you know, I looked at the weather in Dallas. It was like 107. So, I mean, I'm loving this weather. You know, the altitude, it's a work in progress, but I've gotten a lot better with it, you know, working up here the last couple months. But, man, I love Denver. I couldn't actually be in a better place.
What's your feeling regarding the quarterback issue? You went through something kind of similar. I mean, Tony got hurt. But is it, do you need certainty at quarterback, or do you just do your job and let it figure out behind you? How do you approach this issue with the quarterback competition?
I think as O-linemen, you just work on our job. You know, we do our job good, make sure our blocks are real clean. No matter who's back there throwing the ball, they'll look good. You know, we got two great quarterbacks and Trevon and Paxton. You know, either one of them get the job done. But really, we don't focus on that at all. We just focus on our jobs.
We talk about chemistry across the offensive line, but what about that relationship between a left guard and a left tackle? You know, helping out with the pass off hand, stuff like that, especially if your left tackle is likely to be a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some work, but like I said, he loves the game, so I can tell he's going to come in and work his tail off every day to be the best, you know, regardless of what side where he plays on the O-line. You know, it's some continuity. You have to have that going, but, I mean, I don't think that would be a problem to get that going.
Thank you.